West Allbutt Village meeting of council to order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
And Tim Chaney's absent.
Entertain a motion to excuse Councilman Chaney due to illness.
Motion to excuse Councilman Chaney.
Second.
Maurer.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Okay, you've previously been provided with a copy of the minutes from the January 27th, 2020 regular council meeting. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Lusk.
Sustain.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yep.
Maurer.
Yes.
Okay, you also have been provided with a copy of the January 31st, 2020 special council meeting. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yep.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
Okay, under correspondence, received a brochure for leadership, team building, and coaching skills for managers and supervisors, and notice of the Ohio Asphalt Expo registration form. And the expo is on March 24th and 25th. And then last meeting, I missed a piece of correspondence. It's from the Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention from Tammy Rogers. Stated January 15, 2020. Rather than reading the entire letter, this letter is basically covering the results of the Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention Program for 2019, and as it will continue on into 2020. West Lafayette has once again stood out in the county. In 2019, we were the number one recycler, and we were the most improved recycler as well. In 2018, we recycled 113,740 tons of recyclables, and in 2019, we recycled 156,800 tons of recyclable material in our bins out here. So. We've done well in that respect. Okay, I don't think we have any citizens' comments. Let's move on to fire report.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Thank you.
Relatively quiet month of January. We respond to mutual aid to a passenger vehicle fire of Company 4 on County Road 16. One rail car full of trash at Miller's Dip. Two motor vehicle accidents with injuries, canceled route on one call into Dust County, four false alarms for smoke detectors or CO detectors. One call in the village, five in Lafayette Township, one in White Eyes, and two out of district. Firefighters responding with 47 for those calls, 42.10 hours. Non-incident activities, 110 hours. Training, 51.5 hours for a total of 203.6 hours last month. Payroll for January is $570. Year to date, we're at $2,075. Fire loss year to date, we're at zero. Last year, it was $25,000.
Where are we at with fire losses for February?
For February? Yeah, it's not bad. Not terrible.
All right. Thank you.
Probably maybe 25 between both.
Okay, fiscal officer.
Okay, just want to mention a couple of ordinances, resolutions that are on the table tonight. 2020-14 is an ordinance to authorize the issuance of bond for the purchase of the pickup truck. We had mentioned this the end of 2019, making that purchase, so now we're getting things moving with that. So there's a bond, or an ordinance on the table for that, to issue that bond. 2020-15, similar situation there. It's just authorizing the issuance of the bond for the police cruiser. Then there's also, I want to mention Resolution 2020-16, and it is a resolution to add funds, and it corresponds to those ordinances I just mentioned for the purchase of the truck and for the police cruiser. So I just need to make sure that I have money appropriated to make those purchases once we receive the funds in for the financing. So in the 101 general fund, the amount of $36,350.44 for the police cruiser, and then into the water and sewer funds, each $15,659.50. Bills have been passed around for approval, and I also submitted January's cash summary month-end reports at our finance meeting earlier this evening. That's it.
Okay. Under police, I'll read the police report. Adult calls were 72, juvenile calls were 4, 3 complaints, 54 follow-ups, 3 criminal arrests, 12 traffic stops, 11 warnings, 1 traffic arrest, 0 accidents, 1 felony, and 987 miles driven. Gas consumed was 131.653 gallons. Also under the police department, the chief has been scheduling Sergeant Cochran for a number of leadership and management courses. I believe it's total of 3 that he'll attend during this first quarter of this year. Solicitor.
Do you want me to defer updates on the commercial property until later, or when would you like
to? We might as well talk about them now.
Okay. Regarding 101 West Main, is that the correct address?
Yes.
The commercial property owned by the the Chapelaines. Their attorney and I had a couple discussions today and some communications last week. Another individual looked at the building today, Steve Vukalik. He is out of Steubenville. He specializes in taking down buildings. And this information I'm providing to you is all information I received from Bill Owens. He went out there today with another engineer. They are interested in taking down the building. They want to, before they give Ed a final or a formal estimate, they need an asbestos study done. They say they need that done. It's a requirement of state law that someone will be coming out to the building this Thursday to do the asbestos study. It'll take about a week for them to get the report back on that. So end of next week, supposedly, there will be a report back. According to Bill, the demo guy doesn't think there's asbestos in the building, but they have to confirm that. There was some discussion of maybe keeping the facade of the building, I guess the front of it. They say there's no issue with that. The front is good, and they would want to possibly build on to that, like put another potential new building, get rid of the bad building. And I don't know a lot of detail on that, but I said on that issue, I can't say the village's position. Obviously, I've not seen drawings or anything, but supposedly, if there's no asbestos, that will help with the estimate price. It'll be lower. He thinks his client will, if will proceed with the demolition. It should be less than prior estimates that he received. And I know you had some contact today with the individual who was there, Bukalik.
The contractor came and saw me today. There were three of them there, and they went through the building. The contractor agreed that it needs to come down. He said that he thought the facade was salvageable, but they weren't making a formal request to leave it or anything else. They were just, they just made that comment. He did talk about the need for the asbestos evaluation and that there would be somebody here this week to do that. Later on, after he had left, Ed came and saw me and basically expressed the same things. Didn't ask for any consideration for leaving the facade or anything of that nature. He just said what was going on, wanted to make sure that, that we knew about it. The contractor did say that if there was no asbestos, that his estimate would be substantially less than the other estimates that had been provided to Mr. Chapdelaine. Did not give a timeline for when that they would begin the destruction of it, but seems to be moving forward. I was also told that Ed has retained a local realtor and they're working through Caldwell Banker. I didn't know that
okay.
when I talked to you. Caldwell Banker in Licking County, there's a piece of land down there that consists of a building and a barn, and they're putting it on or just to put it on the market. It has a tax valuation according that they've alleged at $80,000, and they're asking prices $100,000 for this piece of property. And I have no way of verifying that. And when Julie and I talked earlier today, that we didn't know where it was for sure. But, so that's gone, and I think it comes down to where we're at now. We are postured to start the legal action. There's a kink been thrown into it. I think most of you know that they moved that 101 into the LLC, so that causes some additional hurdles to get over. The question is, do we want to have our solicitor proceed with the legal action now, or do we want to wait another week, 10 days, before we begin any legal action? That ultimately is your call. So,
I did want to add on to the Licking County land. Bill Owens did mention that to me. He mentioned is it Bob Nelson?
Yes.
Realtor. So I was searching online for potential listings under that realtor and wasn't finding any. I did get on Licking County Auditor's website. I see that the Chapdelaines have a number of properties there, so they do have property in Licking County. But Bill Owens did mention that that had been listed for the purpose of, I guess, just assisting with cash for, you know, if his cash is depleted because of the building demo, he's going to be, you know, supplementing it with a sale of real estate. So, yes, there was a transfer of the real estate to the LLC. That doesn't necessarily make it impossible. There to assess personal liability still against the individual owners. I have been reaching out to other municipal attorneys who've dealt with the issue and I've gotten some feedback, and you know, definitely be something I can try and work with there. I like that they're keeping in contact with us. They are doing things. They said they were going to have this inspector out on Friday, or the demo guy last Friday, but he didn't come because of the weather. And I know he had been on vacation previously, but they're definitely engaged, and that's what you want to see when you're trying to resolve something. And I'm not sure it would be too helpful to initiate a court action at this moment. I think waiting till next week and then next week or early week after that one, to hear where things stand would be reasonable on our behalf.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we can just wait till the next council meeting to see if there's any progress.
Yep.
Take it from there. We have a formal motion to that effect.
I make a motion we wait until the February 24th council meeting to make a decision about the 101 Main Street property. Is that how we want to read it?
Litigation.
Litigation.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lask?
Yes.
Bornkirker?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Okay, anything else? Okay. Under the village administrator, he is at the school board tonight with our engineer. He did give me a brief report here. School board meeting tonight with the Thrasher Group introducing the sidewalk project and explaining the safe travel plan that will help kick off some of the grant dollars for the project. The final design for the gas line project in town should be completed and the distribution to us by mail in early March. I had some communications with the gas company folks on Thursday and Friday of last week, and while we told them there's no specific permits required for them to do work, we did expect them to fully divulge the scope of the work so that we all knew about it. And they assured us that we would have that. In January, we had 16 water shutoffs. Only three remained without water. Grand total collected after we shut off the water and then charged the recommended fees was $2,946.99. We had an additional 12 customers that Amy worked with, and she was able to have 11 of them bring their accounts current, which amounted to another $1,632.45. The curb box in front of Circle K will be fixed in the next couple of weeks after weather breaks. We can cut the concrete and pour new cement in without inclement weather. I don't know if you noticed, there's a pretty big pothole there. And we've backfilled it with some grindings, but it's only good for a day or two when we do that. Heritage leak is fixed, and they are no longer losing water. The Dean property culvert will be cleaned out over the next couple weeks and will eliminate any puddling of water in the citizens' yards to the west of the property. If possible, the village administrator would like to have a meeting with the park board to discuss potential new legislation and bathrooms the last week of the month. He suggested the 25th at 7:30 would work, or he could meet on the 24th prior to council meeting. So when it comes time to committee meetings.
7:30 or 6:30?
The 25th at 7:30 or the 24th prior to council.
Okay.
Let's do buildings and property. Tim's not here. Community and business development.
Is that you now?
That's you now.
Nothing at this time.
Community relations, that's Tim. The only thing I know of is that the chamber will meet the fourth Tuesday of the month in here.
What time?
I think they meet at 6.
So we can't do that park board meeting in here at 6:30 or 7:30.
On the 25th?
Isn't that right? 1, 2, 3, that's
yeah.
The fourth one.
Fourth Tuesday is when
yeah.
they meet.
Does he have to have it either the 24th or 25th or can it be?
That's what he suggested. He won't be full time until next month.
I think if we have it before council meeting, I think it's going to run too long.
We could have it at 6.
Yeah, we could have it. Well, yeah, but you get up what, 5?
4:30.
Let me think about when it comes time to get me
okay.
to let you know.
That's fine.
Nothing from fire dependency board ordinance.
Nothing at this time.
One thing while we're talking about ordinance, the pay ordinance that was approved at last council meeting, we noticed that the effective date on that was January 1. really, it creates a back pay issue for the police department. Need to determine if that was the intent. If it wasn't the intent, then we need to correct that very quickly.
To me, the intent would have been effective the day we passed it. Talk to the finance lady about that.
No, if we go back and pay, it's about $1,700. Cause it would be retroactive back to the first pay of the year.
Unless we're gonna do a special meeting to repass it, it's gonna be 2 weeks before we can address it anyways. So it's not gonna be very fast on that.
Technically, we have to pay based on the ordinance in effect.
Right.
You wanna pay him? I mean, that's.
That's what I asked.
I mean, the intent was, to me, the intent would have been that, but I don't have a problem. It's not like they didn't work it.
Yeah, it's not like they haven't worked. It's not like it's.
Not like they haven't worked a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need a motion for that?
Stands as passed.
Need a motion for that? Just leave it the way it is.
Way it's passed. There's no motion to change it, so.
Sorry, I just wanna back you up. You skipped over finance committee.
Oh.
They did meet, so we need to report.
It's not on my list, that's why.
Oh, well, it's on my list.
Yeah, it's after community relations.
Huh?
Yeah, it's after community.
No, we're talking about, do we skip finance?
Yeah.
Looking up here under, okay, finance. Yeah, we missed it.
Finance met tonight, and since it's February, we have lots of money. and also I need approval for January cash summary.
Motion to approve January cash summary.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Anything else, Chris?
No, that's it.
Park board.
What's your one?
Yes, you're right. I was just trying to think of something. Park board had a meeting with the village administrator and was talking about the rec board and stuff like that, and we still have some other things to think about. So that's basically what we're doing right there.
Planning commission.
Planning commission, I got the letter today that they was canceled their meeting for this month, so now it's next month. So.
Did they ever have one last year?
If they did, I don't remember.
Public safety?
Nothing at this time.
Public works?
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from records, nothing from rural zoning and building?
We met on the 4th and we were just discussed about updating the building and zoning codes, and we're kind of work in progress.
Okay. We've got several ordinances to address tonight. First up is ordinance 2020-03, an ordinance waiving the residency requirements for the administrator. That was the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, next is ordinance 2020-14. I believe it contains emergency clause.
It does.
And ordinance 2020-14 containing emergency clause, and ordinance authorizing the issuance of $15,659.50 of bonds for the purposes of paying part of the cost of acquiring a 2020 Ford 350 truck and related equipment and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yep.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yep.
Okay, next is ordinance 2020-15, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of $21,442.21 in bond for the purposes of paying part of the cost of acquiring a police cruiser and related equipment and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules?
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
And last but not least is a resolution. Resolution 2020-16 contains an emergency clause. Resolution 2020-16, a resolution to amend the 2020 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2019-57, adding funds. The fiscal officer has already spoken to the contents of this resolution.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
I don't have any other business for council. Scheduled committee meetings.
Would 5 o'clock be too early for?
No. But it might be for Chris. I don't know.
It would be.
Yeah, he can't make it here by that time.
He could probably do 6.
Let's go with the 25th then.
Okay, so now if chamber meets in here at 6 o'clock,
yep.
He can't be here until 7:30. Will they be done by then?
He can't be here at 7:30, can be here right.
They will probably be done. I can tell them they gotta be done by 7:30 if they meet at 6.
Cause he just told me 6:30 would work for him, so that's not gonna work if they're in here. So.
They meet at 6, I can tell them to be out of here by 7:30.
Sure.
7:30?
Yep.
I have to resend stuff to her, so I got to pull the schedule of the zoning after the next meeting. I sent it to her, but it didn't go through apparently.
No, because I check the emails all the time.
All right, public safety the 19th at 7 p.m.
What did you say that was?
19th, 7.
That fire or police?
Public safety.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the public safety. I have it broken down between fire and police.
We do one meeting, if they both show up, they both show up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anybody else? I got the park board at the 25th at 7:30 and public safety the 19th at 7. That it? Done. Motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
And we're done.